T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Your weekend starts now.
Bump it up. Welcome to the show. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. The sun is shining. We're looking at a high of almost 60 degrees today.
Oh, my gosh. Let's do it, brother.
I don't know why, but we're not complaining. We'll take it. Thank you guys for starting your morning off with us. Pour yourself a little coffee and let's get after it this morning. Boom. Alice from Fairport has a son. He's 7 years old. And not only is he a sore loser, but this kid is a sore winner as well. How many of you listening have kids that don't handle losing well when playing a game with them? This kind of sounds like my nephew.
Really?
So, God, yeah.
It's bad.
That kid will flip a table. Alice says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My son is 7. He's a very sore loser. We were playing that stupid fishing game, the one where the fish pop up. You use a little fishing pole to catch them. Dude, I played that as a kid. Fun game.
Hungry, hungry hippos.
When he wins, he would gloat and call everyone playing a bunch of losers. When he'd lose, he throws a fit like you've never seen before in your life. And here's the thing. Where did he learn this? My husband and I are always supportive, no matter who wins or loses. If someone wins, we cheer them on and say, good job, dude. You did great. If someone loses, we say, that's okay. Try again. Don't give up. You'll win next time. We try very hard to lift each other up, especially our son. In school a couple weeks back, his teacher made a comment that he's a great student, but can be a very sore loser at times. My son lost in Candyland during recess with his friends and flipped the desk over.
Stop. Stop.
He's kind of out of control. How do we keep him from being a sore loser? Would love any advice on this. Thank you. Okay, Alice.
Here's the issue, or here's my concern.
Yeah.
Again, not a parent, don't have all the answers. I have to always do a little disclaimer.
Yeah, thank you. What are you thinking?
I worry that if this is not nipped in the bud right now, he's going to end up like a lot of 40-year-olds that I know that can't.
Why are you looking at me? What are you saying?
I know some people who are the sorest losers to a fault, and like, yeah, it makes me not even want to talk to them ever.
Sure. I played
air hockey with a 40-year-old man once who tried to shove the puck down my throat. We were at a Dave and Buster's. It wasn't fun.
Yeah, it
gets to a point where it's like, okay, I like don't care. Like, it's actually, it's giving me the ick that you do care that much.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's giving me the ick.
Right.
It's that you're so hard up for this. Like, what are you lacking in your life? Like, who wronged you?
No, honestly, I admire this kid's passion. 585-252-9800. This is so relatable. I see this all the time. Even growing up, I was very competitive. I hated to lose. I still hate to lose, even if it's a fun game.
Yeah.
But of course, I understand why some parents feel like they got to nip this in the butt real quick. Like my nephew, oh man, we were playing a game during Christmas Eve once, and he lost. And that was it. The night was over.
flips table, goes to room.
Don cries, spouts. Yeah. I mean, I understand his frustration.
People who play games and can't handle it, you need to look inward.
Look at all the people weighing in. Julie is here. My son just turned 4, and it's the exact same way. So we started having him say, good game, whether he wins or loses, just for practice. He can be upset, but he still needs to say, good game. It's helping him, I think. He's less frustrated and says it without reminding, without us having to remind him after some practice.
I like that. I think it shows good sportsmanship.
Game.
It's what you do in like soccer and, you know, any other sport that you play, anywhere from, you know, peewee up to
varsity. They make you line up and clap everyone's hand. Good game, good game, good game, good game.
And
you didn't mean it.
No, of course. I was crossing my fingers the whole time. But I think that so many parents in today's day and age, and this isn't me judging, I'm just saying, based on where we are as a society, are scared of their kid being upset or triggered by losing or not winning or whatever, however you phrase it in your household, that it is leading to this participation trophy mentality that I personally can't get behind of like, at least you tried and like, you're going to get an award for at least trying. Like, that's not real life. Like, I do believe that if you try and you fail, I don't think you should get an award, but I do think that there's a lesson to be had, and that's the biggest award you can get. Not to go all like chicken noodle soup for the soul, but like...
No, that ship sailed.
It is what it is.
No, I get where you're coming from, though. Megan says, just keep correcting him when he's a sore loser or a winner. My son was the same way at that age. Somehow, in parentheses, he also didn't learn it from us, and that's what we did. We just kept encouraging him to be positive when he won or lost. He's 8 now, and that phase is long gone. Well, that's good. You got rid of it. Randy says, well, at least this kid has passion, like Moose said, so that's good. Put him into some physical contact sports like hockey, football, or wrestling, and let him channel that energy. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, this person said maybe he's trying to be a pro wrestler.
I agree.
Yeah!
Ric Flair. Yeah! Oh, I miss those old wrestling days.
But do you agree with me, though, when I say if this kid isn't taught now, he's going to end up down a bad path?
No, it sounds like...
it's just, like, so...
Yeah.
Like, you can't even play a game of, like, thumb war with someone without them breaking your phalanges. It's,
oh,
like,
no,
so
I know.
Nutty. Like,
dude, my,
so crazy.
My brother doesn't give handouts. He beat his daughter in a game of Uno a couple years back, and she had a meltdown. He like, put down the reverse card. Oh, she lost it.
Not the Uno reverse.
Oh, and then he took a photo of it. It was beautiful. This person says, I'm big on natural consequences. And the natural consequence for being a rude winner and sore loser is that people stop wanting to play with you. I would point out, hey, if I acted that way when I lost or won, how would you feel?
Right.
And then follow it up with, I don't want to play with you when you act that way, and then walk away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And leave the room. And then make them sit under the basement steps in the dark for like a half hour to think about it. I made that last better up.
Okay. Like, and then chain them to the basement and then...
Thank you guys for all the messages. Alice is obviously trying to nip this in the butt. That's why she wrote in. You guys appreciate you messaging us with all the comments and the concerns because, hey, this sounds like a lot of kids.
Yeah.
It's just a phase that we go through. And some, like, you know, that guy you played... air hockey with, who's 40, sometimes it doesn't go away.
I'm like, not me chipping a tooth.
We'll do another parental Monday morning on the show. Don't forget, guys, we're going to give you your cue to call for Justin Timberlake tickets. It's our last pair. We're dishing them out today. Make sure you listen to Win on PXY.
We know two things for sure. We pay too much in taxes. Our show is better with you.
Better with you.
Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Let's talk RG&E for 1 second.
Oh, no.
Over the past few years, people have reported, I think we know, on a multitude of billing and customer service issues. You know, and that's the thing. RG&E says they're making great progress in turning things around. Some customers are still getting stuck in really what I would say frustrating situations with giant bills they don't believe are accurate.
Right.
For example, Michael Forrest of Hilton, who is basically RG&E's ideal customer. I mean, this guy's never been late, always pays on time, sends in his meter reads.
Mm-hmm.
Guy sounds like a gem of a customer. He was on a budget plan until October, and he paid it off and then had a credit of $246 left over. He says everything was good until it wasn't.
Mm.
He goes, I gave them a meter read, and then a week later, they installed my smart meter. And then a couple weeks after that, he received a bill for $8,698.
What?
After calling RG&E, they said, no problem. We're going to put your account on hold and do an investigation. And thank God RG&E is on top of it. Because a week later, he got a bill in the mail for $9,038. With
they're
no
like, they're
explanation.
Like, I'm so sorry. That was wrong. It's actually more.
No explanation. Obviously, he called them right away. And thank God RG&E's on top of it and told them, hey, we're getting to the bottom of it. Because a week after that, he received a bill for $10,245. What is going on? It's just absurd.
It's literally so bad. No,
this guy.
So bad.
So Michael goes out of his way to bring in an outside electrician into his home to ensure that his 200-year-old home did not have any major leaks. And Michael says he went out of his way to show this guy all of his bills, look at everything in his house that he's running, and he told me flat out, even if I open up my garage doors, I left my heat on at 100 degrees in 10-degree weather and turned every single light on, there's no possible way I could have used all that electricity up to receive a $10,000-something bill.
Yeah.
It just kept growing week after week. Yeah. I don't understand. And this guy had a $246 credit?
Yeah.
So a reporter reached out, probably our friends at Channel 10, to RG&E about Michael's bill. Then within hours, they get a call from a customer service manager who claim they haven't done an actual meter reading at his house in years. What? So after going back and forth and finagling the bill from $10,000, they lowered it to $1,800. Which is still absurd.
Wait, what is
and he ended up paying it just so he doesn't have to deal with the headache any longer.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No, that's actually so bad.
Oh, this poor guy, man. How frustrating.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of gas, what's up with you?
I don't believe this. I also don't believe this, but
police
you know
are
what?
Looking for him.
There's still on the run. So would you believe me if I told you that
yes.
Tuesday night on the west side of the city out in Gates, there was a man just, you know, doing what we all do, going to get gas at the pump. And something happened. And it's all on video footage.
Right.
Shows a car backing up into a gas pump at the Gulf Station on Buffalo Road around 7:30 Tuesday night. Partially knocked over the pump. The guy was like clearly confused because there was nobody in the lot.
Why is he backing up?
I don't know.
He's the only one there.
It was very strange. Then the driver appeared to get out of the car. He wanted to check out the damage. He did a little briefing, a little scan, a little survey. And at the time, the gas pump that he had hit was tilted. So he was like, oh no, this isn't good. So he started to walk towards the actual gas station on the inside to, I'm assuming, notify somebody that he knocked over the pump.
Right.
But halfway through the little putt to the gas station, the little jog, little gander, the gas pump that he backed into engulfed in flames. And he got into his car and drove away.
Yeah, he was like, see ya.
He's like, not my problem.
He was on his way to do the right thing.
Because I think so.
It was an accident, clearly. So he went to go tell the teller. Then he takes one look back and the pump explodes into flames. And that's when he ran back into his car and peaced out. So I'm assuming he didn't want his car to blow up and got scared.
Now, I believe that if I'm going to take a guess of what I would do or what would be going through my head, again, you don't know what you're going to do in that situation, but I would probably think something similar. Oh my God, my car's going to blow up. I'm going to blow up. The whole gas station's going to blow up.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I'm running.
Right.
I don't think he was running because he hit it, because he was clearly going inside. I think he was running because he was scared, which Honestly, rightfully so. But you do have to like call and be like, hey, here's the situation.
He panicked and now he's in a big trouble for actually leaving.
So. He was last seen heading south on Coldwater Road. And, you know, the Gates Police Department are still on the lookout for this man. But he was driving a really like distinct green Nissan.
Yeah, you can't miss it. So if you guys got any information on this gentleman, you know, obviously, you know, snitches get stitches, but they are looking.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, Super Bowl squares. Are they a scam?
I'm pissed. Every single year I try to like, you know, be a part of it and do the right thing and win some money. And I just don't understand it. They're like, give me $5 and then we'll just like put your name on a piece of paper and hope for the best.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, what? What do you... Okay. Yeah. And then every year they're like, you didn't win. I'm like, what were the rules? They're like, it doesn't matter. You didn't win.
Can't wait to talk about this coming up. I dropped $100 on squares yesterday.
Stop. Yeah. And every year our boss wins. It seems rigged to me, but
every year. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
To get you ready for the big game, download the free Odyssey app and search 940 Baja.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you have already started getting texts and social media posts for invites to Super Bowl squares run by friends of friends, but most importantly, your company, the place of your, you know, where you work? And I know one caught my attention that was $250 a square. I said, no, absolutely not. And then I settled for $100 a square last night.
I just get so rattled every time this rolls around because I'm always offered by many different people to participate in Super Bowl squares. And the whole thing just, in my opinion, feels like a scam because I have no idea what's going on.
I think the spreadsheet...
Give me $300 and then we'll put your name on a cube and then we'll figure it out. It's like, figure out what?
I think the spreadsheet confuses
you. Is this a weird game of Sudoku?
Is Super Bowl squares the biggest scam going? Yes or no? 585-252-9800. A lot of people don't understand. Well, I'm out to dinner with my buddy last night, and you know, a mutual friend comes up to us and he's like, "Hey, man, you know, I got these squares I'm doing. It's for like charity and something." I'm like, "Oh yeah, what? How much is it?" I'm thinking like $20.
Yeah.
$25. It's like $100 a square. I don't want to feel stupid. I'm like, "Oh yeah, which I'll Venmo you."
And you get to pick your square.
Yeah, but I didn't know which one I picked. He just said, "I'll let you know." Okay.
It's a scam. And my dad actually every year he like.
Why don't we just go? Why don't we just talk to your dad? Hi, Todd.
Oh, he's here.
How we doing?
Did you call him?
I know.
Oh, okay.
No, I saw him chiming in here. What's up, Todd?
Every year,
Brady has this random Super Bowl squares, and it's like. She has no idea what she's doing, but I mean, I'm a big proponent of getting on the squares.
Me too.
Because you've won thousands of dollars.
Thousands?
Yeah, you can't win unless you play, Braves.
You can't win unless we play.
Scare money don't make money.
Todd, do you remember last year I won Super Bowl squares here at work?
Yeah,
I won in the fourth quarter.
I do remember that, yeah.
See? You just gotta, it's a gamble, you know, like anything.
The gamble makes no sense. Gambling online with DraftKings and FanDuel and all of them, like... You know what you're doing. This, you're just like plopping down random initials in a square on a flimsy piece of paper.
It's a game of chance. You got to take a chance.
That's right. And Todd, I know your wife is listening right now. Anybody who's joining us, we have Breezy's father, Todd, on the phone with us. Me and him share the same birthday, so we get a lot in common. We both like pizza. Todd, how much money have you dropped on Super Bowl squares this year?
Last year, I think I was probably north of $600-$700.
What did you win?
Last year, I didn't win anything. The first year I ever played, I won like $4,000.
Did you really? That's serious cash.
Yeah, that's insane.
How much money this year, how much money last year alone in all of 2023 did you spend on gambling?
Oof.
Well, I can't tell you guys that on the phone right now.
That's why I'm asking you.
Logging off.
That's why I'm asking you.
No, did you do Super Bowl squares this year though?
Oh yeah, I'm on my favorite watering hole in Canada. I'm on there five times. It's a $100 square.
Oh, it's
$500.
It's a $100 square. So you get the more money you spend, the better the odds.
And I also feel like sometimes I go in with you. Like I feel
bought
like
every square, so I'm going to win.
Now you're losing money at this point. I feel like I go in with you and you're like, I'll buy you a square, and then I just never see any of the money. It's super weird. Yeah. That's why I think it's a scam.
Hey, Moose, the crazy story was the time I won, it was many years ago when the punter stepped out of the end zone to take a safety and gave me 2 points to put me on the number.
That's how you got those 2 points? And that's how you won?
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
That's crazy.
And that's all. Here's what I do every Super Bowl. I do squares, but every Super Bowl, I put down $100 on the coin toss, heads or tails.
Oh, I do that too. I bet a bartender, my favorite watering hole, $100.
Are you going heads or tails this year?
He always takes a certain one, and I'm up on him probably about $300-$400.
But if you had to choose heads or tails, what are you picking for Super Bowl this year for the coin?
You got to go heads. You got to go heads.
And are you going with Chiefs or Niners, Todd?
Niners. Niners all the way.
You are?
Wow, that's interesting.
Oh, my God.
Most people are going for Chiefs this year.
Yeah, it's flip-flopping. It's flip-flopping.
A couple reasons is I actually know the quarterback coach pretty well. It's my buddy's...
I love when you name drop.
I know. So
I love it. How do you know him?
It's my college roommate's old color guy on ESPN. Brian Greasy.
Oh, got it. Okay, that's right. Oh, that's right. You're all connected that way. I forgot. Your ESPN buddy was your old college roommate.
Wait. Okay, so if you do... Okay, explain this to me. If you do win heads, if you do win the coin toss, are you doubling your money? You're getting you each put in 100 and then you'll just take his 100?
Right.
You're just doubling it for a coin toss. Yeah. Now, if you remember back in 2013 or 2011, whenever that Super Bowl was with a third quarter power outage, if you would have put it.
That was the year I won it.
Yeah.
That was Baltimore and San Fran.
Can you imagine if you put just a dime or a nickel on a third quarter power outage for the Super Bowl? You would have walked away with a couple mil.
Really?
What are the odds of that? How funny. That's awesome. Todd, thanks for the call,
man.
That's
a great prop bet, yeah.
Yeah. Love talking to you. Happy Friday, buddy.
Love you. Bye.
See you, bye.
So he didn't explain anything about Super Bowl squares. He just called to talk about his own personal gain and wins. So love that for him. Still confused.
If you had to guess how much money your dad dropped in 2023, how much would you say? Come on. Shoot me a number. Everyone's listening.
I don't know his, I know he gambles all the time, especially with online betting now, but I have no idea. I mean, I didn't know he dropped $500 on squares. It's crazy.
This person says, my coworker takes a cut. But he holds on to the cash and personally delivers the money to the winners. Nobody in my company ever knows who's winning, who's losing. They just take the cash and say, yeah, this person won.
Every year it gets rotated to a different person. Wait.
This person says biggest scam going on right now.
No, fully. Did we do Super Bowl squares in the office this year?
Yes.
Oh, I never got the email. No, I wasn't on the email chain.
Everybody got the email, Breezy.
Wasn't on the email chain.
Yeah. I did not participate.
Not them ostracizing me. I do know that Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports put $500,000 on the Chiefs to win. So.
Oh, this is going to be so interesting to watch. Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm watching the Super Bowl this year is because I kind of know what goes on in football now. Taylor Swift is going to be there, and Dave Portnoy put $500,000 on the Chiefs.
I put $100 on a coin toss and $10 on Chiefs winning because I want to feel...
You put $10?
Yeah, I want it. I've used up all my money.
Let's try.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.